Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to our first service of 2021. We're glad you can join us this morning. We pray you'll be blessed by the word of God today. Very simple word today, but a challenge that's coming to you today. Keep your lamps burning. I believe this is a word for all who would have ears to hear the word of God today. We have recently learned the word Advent means coming. And as we recently celebrated the coming of the Christ child at Christmas, we also remember, as we move into this new year, that the risen Savior, Jesus Christ, is coming for a second time. We could call that the second Advent. Long before, way long before, Arnold Schwarzenegger says, "I'll be back," Jesus was the original. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 7, Jesus says, "Look, I am coming soon." So as we begin yet another year, and it's been a difficult year, we can say today with assurance that the end of the world as we know it is nearer than it has ever been before. In fact, for this very verse in the Bible we're talking about here, prophesying about Jesus' first coming, there are even more verses that prophesy about the second coming of Jesus Christ. And so perhaps today we should say with John in the closing words of the New Testament in Revelation chapter 22 verse 20, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." The great Billy Graham once says, "We are to wait for the coming of Christ with patience. We are to watch with anticipation, and we are to work with zeal." Then he says, "We are to prepare with urgency." You know, much has been done in Mosvale Church over the last year in ways of preparation. The sanctuary has been upgraded. There's been painting done. There's been investment in the sound room so we can do things much, much better online. Things can look better. But what we're talking about here, to be prepared with urgency, is about preparing and investing in people. People who would be disciplined, discipled, shaped, and equipped to make a difference with this one given life that God has given them to share here on planet Earth. Now, in the scriptures, Jesus was surrounded by an unruly crowd of thousands when he began teaching his disciples on watchfulness and interpreting the times. Let me read for you today from Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 40. Listen to this clearly today. "Be dressed ready for service and keep your lamps burning," amen. "Like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose masters find themselves watching when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will dress himself to serve. He will have them recline at the table and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of night or toward daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into." Verse 40, "You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him." Amen. Dear ones, the signs of the times are all around us. They are everywhere. The encouragement for the Church of Jesus Christ today is we must be ready. We have to be ready, for the return of Jesus Christ could happen at any moment. And this is not scare tactics today. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. We do not know the hour. Paul goes on to warn us in Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Paul puts it this way, "And do this." This. What is this that Paul is talking about? We'll come to that. We'll come back to that in a moment. He goes on to say, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because your salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over, the day is almost here, so let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Amen. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. I love this. Listen to this line. Rather, hallelujah, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me say that again. Rather than all these things, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. This we have to do is what? Here in Scripture, he was in previous verses exhorting them to do what Jesus has commanded: to not commit adultery, to not murder, not steal, not covet. But this he's talking about is to love your neighbor as yourself, because love is the fulfillment of the law. Hallelujah and praise God. So today what I'm going to do really quickly is I'm going to sum up those verses in three commands. Wake up, wash up, and wise up. Let me say that again. Wake up, wash up, and wise up. The first one in there is wake up. Say it after me, wake up. Amen. There are so many ways for you and I to be awoken today, nowadays. Who still amongst us even uses the old-fashioned alarm clock? Today, we are much more with it. We have iPhones, smartwatches, and goodness knows what else to get us going in the morning. So here in Scripture, Paul begins with an alarm clock analogy. He says in verse 11, the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber. Why? Because your salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Amen. What a thing to say. So understand this. This is not just a comment or a verse or a summary about how we need to be on top of things on our day-to-day serving of the Lord, but we're actually being warned to awaken from our sleep. He says it this way, the end of life's dark night. In other words, no more seeing through a glass darkly. Face to face, we will see him and know him in eternity. Amen. He's talking about here our salvation. It's our salvation. Salvation is much more than just being born again. Scripture tells us we are justified by faith. Amen. We are sanctified by he, the Holy Spirit. And then ultimately, we will be glorified when we go to be with Jesus, and what a day that will be of singing and rejoicing. Church, I am convinced wholeheartedly, as many are, that we are living in the end days or the end times. Do you know how we know that? And we can say that with absolute conviction today, because any time between Jesus' ascension to heaven and his return from heaven is called the end times. No one knows how long this period of time will last, but it's all part that we're living in today of these end times. So we could say it this way, that Paul lived also in the end times in New Testament days, because first century Christians believed that Jesus would return almost immediately. And when Jesus didn't return immediately, some people grew complacent, and at that time they began to lose a sense of commitment to their faith, as many have done such times. So Paul in Scripture reminded them that they were ever nearer to their ultimate salvation being their heavenly home. Amen. Jesus told his disciples in Luke chapter 21, verse 28, when these things begin to take place, stand up, come on now, and lift up your heads, because your redemption, praise the Lord, is drawing near. Scripture repeatedly refers to Jesus Christ as the groom and the church as his bride. Listen to this today, dear ones. We never know when the groom is going to return for his bride. The word to you today is this: church, dearly beloved, wake up from your slumber and get ready for his return. So the first thing, say it again, is wake up. Hallelujah. Then Paul says, we're just summarizing this today, he says, wash up. Oh, wash up. Because, hey, I don't know about you, but we don't want to be found unclean when the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ returns. You see, Paul describes the waiting period as night. And there is a reason why we feel uncomfortable at times to be out in a city or a town center or even out in our streets anywhere really in this present day and age after midnight. Because Paul uses night and day not just to illustrate periods of time, but he's also talking about good and evil. In Ephesians, we read of this present darkness, the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Paul goes on about it verse after verse. And in verse 12, he says this, these key words, the night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Amen. The Passion Translation states it this way: so we must once and for all strip away what is done in the shadows of darkness, removing it like filthy clothes or filthy rags. That last phrase in there, the armor of light, tells you and I this very day that we can not only be protected but equipped if we are truly seeking to live lives that are godly. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul also talks of the day of the Lord coming like a thief in the night. But we are, listen to this, but we who are of the light have absolutely nothing to fear, amen, from the darkness. We today, the sons of light, have the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation, amen. Praise God. In verse 13, Paul gives examples of behavior to avoid. Now, look at them in every translation you want to. Read them up, look at them, check them out. They pretty much say the same thing in every Bible translation. It basically says, stop partying, stop getting drunk, stop indulging in sex, fighting, and being jealous of others. And today, you know, that almost sounds like a normal New Year tradition for many people in the world that we are living in today. But flippancy aside, there's a temptation here for absolutely everyone. Even after, let's say, you've passed the age of physical temptation and you're quite happy to be at home in your pajamas and sit in front of the television, there remains those internal temptations of dissension and of jealousy. I mean, where better to see examples this very day of dissension, disagreements, disputes, differences of opinions than in our social media feeds? Or even for some of us, perhaps, closer to home, sitting around our dinner tables when things can just kick off. So how do we clean up? Listen to this, church. We're starting off a new year. How do we clean up when we so easily return to our old temptations? Well, I believe we can all identify with Paul's words in Romans 7, verses 18, and then down into verse 24. Listen to these words, because they appeal and they apply to every single person. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me. That is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do want to do, this I keep on doing. Verse 24, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? You see, dear ones, recurrent sin reminds you and I today that we, at some level, are absolutely powerless to change. But listen to this. We can also say or shout out with Paul from Romans 7, verse 25, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And amen, and amen. Have you figured this out yet? My only hope, your only hope for change, rests in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which brings us on to this final point today, which is to wise up. What are we doing today? We're learning to wake up. We're learning to wash up. But it's important that we also wise up. Right through the generations of this church, we prayed for wisdom and knowledge. We need to be wise in these days that we're called to live and called to serve. So Paul says, if you really want to clean up, we need to get rid of the old clothes that don't fit anymore and put on the new clothes appropriate to our newfound standing as a follower of Jesus Christ. Amen. And often in the new year, as it kicks off, we have a good clear out. Well, we do it in our house anyway, but you're probably more likely to do this than try and undertake all the new year resolutions that we tend to buy into. So here's my advice to you today. Instead of trying to force ourselves into new habits, Paul says, We should clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ himself and stop thinking about how to gratify all our other desires. This is a good word for us today. Clothe yourself. Here we are, the very early stages of 2021, early on in January, and we're hearing the word of the Lord. Clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on Christ, because understand this, if you seek to follow Jesus, to truly put Jesus first in your life, then your desires for other less helpful things will absolutely diminish. So here the goal, Paul's talking about a goal for our life. Here the goal is not to live the perfect life, the sin-free life, but simply, we could try and do that as well, but simply to follow Jesus, to become more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ every single day. Hallelujah. Again, to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, it carries the idea of making Jesus Christ a part of everything we do, of everything we say. Because understand this, Jesus wants to be Lord over your singleness. He wants to be Lord over your marriage. He wants to be Lord over your career, over your free time, over what you hear, over what you watch. Church, by the way we live our lives, you know what happens? We reveal that either Jesus Christ is Lord of it all or he is not Lord at all. Come on, hear this today. Let us learn, as the Church of Jesus Christ, to walk in his grace today. As Paul states in Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 13, Paul reads these words, "For the grace of God, amen, has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches you and I to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age." Look at verse 13. "While we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear ones, at the very start of this year, let us embrace these revitalizing words of Paul. And today, this very morning, let us shake ourselves from any spiritual slumber into which you and I have found ourselves to be drifting. Let us, as the church, march into this year, and let us be alert and ready. Let us, as the church, be watching and waiting for his soon return. And then let us seek to use this time we have left on this earth wisely. Hear me today, dear ones. We must be on our guard at all times. We must be awake at all times spiritually and alert, because God has commissioned every one of us and given us a job to do. Our job is to preach the gospel to all corners of the world. Jesus told his disciples that when this is accomplished, he will return for us. In Matthew 24, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So, dear ones, today, hear the challenge. Hear the word of the Lord today. The sooner we get moving on this great mission, the sooner we will be present with the Lord God forever. This year, let our feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Let us be about our Father's business today. This, for the church, is a very direct and very simple message. It is a word of life. It is a word of hope. It is wake up. It is wash up. It is wise up. So, dear ones, let us start this year by putting our best spiritual foot forward and begin to see the greatness of God take place in this generation where we have been called to serve him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. I pray today this word catches someone's attention, someone who has been in a deep spiritual sleep and you need to be awoken, someone who's got themselves a little bit stained or tainted by the sin of this world. Hey, put on Jesus today. Let him come into your heart and life. Let him take away all the stains of your past and begin to see that new heart come to fruition in your life. And let us also be wise to the things that God presents to us. Let us not be foolish, but let us be wise to the things of God and make right choices, make good decisions when it comes to the things of God. I pray this year, hallelujah, is your greatest year. It is your biggest, best, most spiritually productive. We're praying this for our church, that this is the year of all years. We prayed this last year, and look what happened. We ended up in the middle of a pandemic, but let me tell you, much preparation was achieved in the kingdom of God during these difficult days, months, and the year that has passed us by. We are now believing all the work, all the investment, all that has gone in will now stand us in good stead for the great things that God has in store for us as a church this year. So get ready. Be prepared. As I've said, wakey, wakey, rise and shine. The Lord wants to use you for great things. Put on the proper clothes that God has given you, the robes of righteousness, the royal robes of righteousness. Be that royal priesthood. Make a difference in your home. Make a difference in your family. Make a difference in your workplace. Whoever you speak to, be salt and light. So let his light shine before all men. And then be wise, yes, be wise in what God has given you. Use it for kingdom glory and for kingdom purposes, that we would see the glory of God come on earth. We would see our lives change and transform by the power of the Holy Spirit as we yield everything to God and say, Holy Spirit, have your way in this place in Jesus' name. So, Father, we pray you would take these words of challenge today. There's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. You would take these words of challenge today that we would rise up and be all that you've called us to be. We would be seen to be Jesus in the world today. There'd be no stains on us that cause people to be put off from Jesus, from God, from the Holy Spirit, or from of being part of a church. And then, Lord, we would have wisdom in our life to speak to people with love and joy and peace. I pray in Jesus' name that this simple message would now come forward and people would begin to sense the anointing of God come in their life for challenge and for purpose and for meaning. We'd radically stand up and say, Lord, here I am. Use me in this coming year. Prepare me for whatever you have in store for me. But Lord, begin that work today, this very first Sunday of the year. Begin that work in me today, that I would not disappoint you, Lord. Lord, I would not let you down. Yeah, there's times through this year we may come up short. We may err. We may make mistakes. But Lord, may we be absolutely sold out in giving you 100% and holding nothing back, but blessing and honoring you with our lives. So we commit this year into the hands of God Almighty. Take it and use it for your glory. Again, we say, Lord, come. Lord Jesus, be Lord. Be glorified in this room, in this church. Every time we come together to meet, may Jesus' name be lifted high, we pray. And we say these things in the wonderful, glorious name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you and give you peace. We pray for a blessed, happy, prosperous 2021 in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just have some more music to contemplate for a few minutes what we've heard today. Then we look forward to seeing you all again in the sanctuary or online at our next service. Be blessed in Jesus' name.